Well, we're going to turn now to John Cassidy, who's a staff writer for The New Yorker, who profiled Ben Bernanke, the chief of the Federal Reserve, in his recent article, Anatomy of a Meltdown. John Cassidy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me on, John.
There's a lot to talk about here, and let's just begin with Ben Bernanke is an academic whose academic background is studying the Great Depression. And yet in the story of Anatomy of a Meltdown, it seems that he was behind the curve on almost every important milestone going into this crisis, including the 100-year drop on the Dow Jones Industrial Average that happened in early October. Why do you think?
Well, I mean, it's been a pretty remarkable crisis from start to finish, hasn't it? And I think it just took him quite a while to get up to speed. He was quite optimistic about the American economy going back as far as 2007. And he just didn't realize, as did most people, the scale of the crisis when the subprime loans started getting into trouble. The basic problem in understanding it was that they're only a very small part of the economy relative to other debts. And he and other people at the Federal Reserve assumed that it would be a pretty small-scale problem that they could deal with. They knew there were some issues and that some banks might get into trouble, but they never dreamed it would get to the scale that it's got to.
Describe, and you go into some detail in your article in The New Yorker, about the decision to let Lehman Brothers fail, but to save Bear Stearns, and then subsequently to save AIG. Looking back now, that was a pretty controversial decision.
Right. Well, most people agree that that was a big mistake now, letting Lehman Brothers go, because the day that it went under, the financial crisis escalated enormously and spread to a lot of other markets. Things seemed to have been calming down a bit during the summer, and the Federal Reserve seemed to have a handle on things. But then they made this decision to let Lehman Brothers go under, which was contrary to what they did in the Bear Stearns case. There's still a lot of controversy as to why they did that. But almost everybody now agrees, including people at the Fed and even Bernanke himself, that, you know, that has had a major effect on the markets and helped to spark what was basically a collapse in the financial system in September and October.
Now, the historians look back on the Great Depression and conclude with a pretty good unanimity or consensus that a failure to deal with the banking system early on prolonged the depression, and that would be an academic issue that Bernanke would know very, very well. Does that inform his decision-making now, and do you think he believes he's been a good manager here?
Well, I think he thinks he's done as well as he could under the circumstances. And certainly his work on the Great Depression did inform his decision. Once he realized the scale of the crisis, the Fed has been very aggressive, propping up institutions. We see just yesterday in the Citigroup case, you know, he was involved in that. And now there's going to be another announcement today of another big fund in which the Fed is going to buy assets from troubled banks to replace the TARP, which has been abandoned, obviously. But it's still a bit of a mystery, as you said, why Bernanke didn't get it earlier, because his work on the Great Depression did show that banking problems were one of the big reasons why the Great Depression lasted so long. So if just based on his academic record, one might assume that he would have got this very early on and acted quicker. I wasn't able to really completely resolve that crisis. As I say, the main defense of Bernanke is that he wasn't alone. Most other people at the Fed and the Treasury and indeed on Wall Street didn't realize the scale of the problem either.
On the other side, do you see Bernanke being drawn into a domain of federal intervention into markets that is fundamentally at odds with his sort of economic dogma, his sort of doctrine that he is known to follow from his published papers? I mean, is he being forced to do things that he probably would have flunked students for doing in class, that kind of thing?
Well, I don't know about flunking students, but I mean, that's the main theme of my piece is how this quite conservative chap who was basically a pretty mainstream economist, which means he supported free markets, has been forced into the biggest extension of the Federal Reserve's authority in 100 years. And how he would defend it, I think he would say, is that, look, in normal times, free market policies work well and we should stick with them, limited government, etc. But in a financial crisis, all the old rules go out the window, and the only institution which can restore order and prevent a wholesale panic is the government. And what's happened is he's basically turned the Federal Reserve into a sort of lender of last resort or a pawnbroker, if you like, for the entire financial system.
Well, that's the takeaway from your article that I get that's so fascinating. I mean, perhaps it's all about really the definition of an economic crisis. The definition itself is that the rules go out the window, that you've reached a point where there are no analogs from the past.
No, exactly. I mean, it really is dealing with, you're dealing with, it's like an avalanche, if you think about it. How do you deal with an avalanche? You know, they deal with one rock slide and they think the thing has been solved, and then another one develops a few days later. I mean, I spoke to Bernanke early last week and he seemed relatively confident that they had a handle on things and the worst was over. And then literally 2 days later, Citigroup, you know, second biggest bank in the country, almost went under. So it's a remarkable situation, and he's doing his best, but, you know, he really, they're having to improvise every day.
So you talked with him before the Citibank thing. Did you call him back and say a couple questions about Citibank, Ben? He hasn't gotten back to you yet?
Actually, the Citibank thing happened just after my article finished. I just managed to get the barest outlines of it in.
Well, I tell you, you'd want to be a sort of a 24/7 fly on the wall in this crisis. John Cassidy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
John Cassidy is a staff writer for The New Yorker who profiled Bernanke in his most recent article, Anatomy of a Meltdown. He spoke with us from New York.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.